A business from our childhood is going out of business. And I'm pretty sure I still owe them money.
Uh-oh.
Talking about Columbia House.
Oh,
they're still in business.
They're in business still. That's a thing.
Quite honestly, I was like, wait, what?
Wait, Columbia House? Columbia House. A lot of people don't even know what that is.
Yeah,
it was so long.
Explain what it is.
So long ago. So Columbia House was a place where you could go. It was not online, but it was like a brochure. You know, you could go into this brochure.
Mm-hmm. It would send you in the mail.
Mm-hmm. And you could order records, cassettes, CDs. Mm-hmm. And they had this awesome plan where when you signed up, you spent one penny and they sent you your first 9, at my time, CDs for free. For a penny, right?
For a penny, yeah.
For a penny. What they didn't tell you is that for the rest of your life, you were going to be paying a fee to pay them off.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And that's why I still think, I'm pretty sure I owe them money.
Yes, yeah. No one read that fine print.
And the
no
good thing
one.
About Columbia House is they didn't take your social security number, so they couldn't report you to the collection. But it was 10 cents, and you got like...
No, a penny. I got mine at a penny. Mine was a penny.
Maybe okay. Up north.
How many did you get?
Nine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I believe that was a great deal. The thing is, when you had to buy a certain amount of CDs after, that's the way it worked.
Right.
But the CDs were probably like $19.99 when you can get them at the store for $9.99. So they made their money back.
That's how they got it.
But here's a little thing about Columbia House. I was like, I can't believe it's still around, right?
Yeah.
It is, but it's no longer tapes and CDs. It was DVDs. So I guess they did pretty good with DVDs for a while. I didn't even know anything about it. It's kind of like the Redbox. Well, no, Redbox you would rent, but it's kind of like buying a DVD at the store.
Yeah.
That's a good. Evolving. They should do that now with like streaming movies.
Yeah,
get 10 movies for 10 cents of the big ones.
Like, then you have to buy 10.
Yeah, well, it worked back then.
Oh, I see you're saying like an Amazon where you could buy a movie for $3.99.
Well, it's like back in the day when we would buy DVDs. A lot of people had DVD collections.
Right.
And now it's worthless. But you had DVD collections. You could do the same thing with Columbia House.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
eventually, because everything is cyclical, I think, you know, because people would say that about records. It was like, oh, well, now what are we going to do with our records? But then it comes back around.
Records are back.
And then they make tons of money.
That's
and they
a
give
good
DVDs.
Idea.
I think cassettes the same way.
Why don't they
I think
do that
hold
with
on
records?
To it.
They should do that with albums.
They probably will.
Because they have made it. Well, no, they're going out of business, you said.
Well, oh, yeah. Columbia House is, yes. But somebody else will.
Yeah, somebody will come up on it.
Mm-hmm. Somebody will. Yeah, but I didn't know. I truly did not know that they were still in business.
No,
but
you
yeah.
said. I was like, no, there's no way.
They've been in business for 71 years. What the hell were they selling 71 years ago?
Tapes. Records, tapes, and...
Did they that would be records. Yeah, the 8-track.
So 71 years ago would be the 50s, right?
Yeah, because they started with records.
Records. Okay, oh. Yeah. That makes sense.
I guess they did have records back then, yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, my gosh. There's one thing I do miss that's gone is Blockbuster in movie stores. That was fun to go on a Tuesday night or a Friday night. And you had to get there, get your movie, and see if they had it. It was just fun.
Mm-hmm.
It, everything's too instant now.
I hated the anxiety, though.
Oh, like,
I hate
it.
That, like, oh, my God, I have to get there right now because I would miss it. I hate that,
but isn't that
feeling.
Fun?
No, not for me. That's the kind of anxiety I hate.
Really?
Where it's like, if I don't get there, I want to teleport myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get there now or I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, but didn't you like the feeling of, oh, my gosh, this is coming out on DVD or VHS? And it's the anticipation. To me,
I like anticipation. It's the I also like to know that there's enough for everyone to get one,
was.
And there never was.
No, well, I get that,
but then it's also fun to browse. Let's say if you have something, and then the internet wasn't really a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not on your phone.
No,
and so you couldn't Google like what other movies. So you'd have to take every movie and read the back. And it'd be a risk.
Yeah.
This might be good. This might be crap.
And then you got to stand in line. And if you were like us growing up, my parents would tell us all the snacks we couldn't have. We were never allowed to buy the snacks.
Why are you
in
ruining
there,
my
ever.
Childhood, Katie?
Were you allowed to have those?
Yes.
You were allowed to pick out a snack?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
We had to go to the grocery store next door.
Did you go to the back room at a lot of video stores back then?
Did Blockbusters have back rooms?
No, but a lot of video stores did.
We did have a in Quarryville, Pennsylvania, we did have a... locally owned video rental store, and their back room was a tanning bed. So we would go pick out
there
movies.
There were movie places that had tanning beds in it.
And
I remember
my mom would go tanning, and then we would pick out our movies on Fridays, and then we would have to go next door to get all of our candy and popcorn.
We typically did go to the store and get there's a place that would be called Farmore. People that grew up here.
Oh, Farmore. I know Farmore.
Was Farmore not, was that a chain? I didn't know it was a chain. I only seen one in my entire life.
Farmore wasn't it Rite Aid? Was Farmore Rite Aid?
I don't know what it was. I only seen one in my entire life, and it was in Brassfield.
Like a CVS or
CVS,
a Walgreens or whatever.
And it was
yeah.
cheaper too. Mm-hmm. So people would go to Farmore and then go Now it's Golden Ticket, but it was Brassfield Cinemas. You go in there, get your snacks, and go right over to the movies. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The back room, do you ever notice if you did go to a video store with a back room that the men would come out in always sweatpants?
Ew.
Oh, jeez. I told you guys I saw my guidance counselor coming out of the back of Action Video with five porns, and we were all like, no. And we already thought he was kind of weird, mm-hmm. in our opinion. He had like the big like aquarium glasses, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, this guy seems odd. He came out, he's wearing his, I think he still had his school khaki pants on.
Oh, he went right after school.
Yeah. And we're like, oh my gosh, it's Mr. So-and-so. Oh, he's coming out of the back with the beads and all that stuff. Which that wasn't also nice for the pervs, because you go through, it's like, schling, schling, schling. You got to be slick and hide it. You know what I'm saying? He had a stack of porns. We're like, oh my God.
Did he call you in on Monday morning like, now boys, what you saw is confidential.
Yeah, you better. Yeah.
It was much more difficult back then because, you know, you get probably carded to get one of those movies. And the same thing with like Playboys and Penthouses and Hustlers when I was a kid. If you went to Barnes & Noble's, it was always on the top shelf, and I'm already short. You can't reach it. And then if I'm trying to jump up there and get it, everybody sees that I'm trying to do that. Or if you went to convenience stores behind the counter.
Yes, and you had to ask somebody.
Yeah.
Do you think that your guidance counselor, Jared, when he, I mean, because that was obviously not his first or his last time renting the boards.
The dude had a stack.
Right, so do you think he went to the same, because it's not like you had an abundance of choice back then.
Right.
So he would have to keep going to the same place.
Probably.
And eventually you just like aren't embarrassed anymore.
Yeah, it was like close to the school too.
Oh,
yeah.
So there's like, well,
and
there
I mean,
he is.
I'm like, this dude, because I remember it was a Friday night. It's like, we know what he's doing this weekend. He's doing a porn marathon. You know, but we didn't want him to see it. So like, we like went behind one of the things. We're like, oh my God.
And Katie, just so you know, in order, it was Playboy.
Okay.
Penthouse got more. You got to see more stuff.
Uh-huh.
Hustler, full blown. You would see a big ding dong in there with a girl, right? Anyways.
So Hustler was like the XXX.
Yeah. And then I remember my friend Brian and I did the biggest. We just wanted a Hustler so bad. I mean, that's what we were talking about. We wanted the Hustler so bad. So we walked because we couldn't drive yet. Like, I think 5 miles to the convenience store.
And back then, parents were like, see ya.
Oh, they didn't care.
Think about what you're doing. You're walking. Think about it.
Yep.
With your guy best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To go get something that you're both going to slim your gym to.
And you're just like, yes.
And then we went to the store and it was behind the counter and we're like, how are we going to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And we said, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to pretend we're the kids of this customer right there. So the customer went up to the register and, you know, the convenience store is just like, they're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. And I went right behind the customer and while he's still paying for their stuff, and I was like, and a Hustler too. And he put it out there like he was going to buy it. But then the guy, he said something like, that's not mine. And they rang up the Hustler and we got it. It was a miracle. And we were so happy. I remember putting it in my garage and I would like be sitting there behind the bikes in the garage so my dad couldn't see. And we were opening up the Hustler and we were looking at it and I had to keep it. I was
like, your dad, by the way, 100% could see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He could
see
you.
I mean, you were small, but your little bicycle went hiding. He could see your head popping out.
But I had ATVs and motorcycles and things like that.
Oh.